You're listening to The Art Show here on RN, and let's find out what's making news in the art world. Claire Nichols. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Ed. I want to start with the ongoing controversy over the Salvator Mundi, which is generally thought to be one of the less than 20 known paintings by Leonardo da Vinci still in existence. You might have seen this picture in news stories. It was sold at auction for a record $450 million in 2017, and it shows a bearded Christ holding an orb in his left hand and raising his right hand in blessing. There's also a copy of the painting on the Art Show website. But ever since this painting first came into the public eye, there has been debate about its authenticity. Now, it was bought at a Louisiana auction by three businessmen in 2005. At that stage, it was thought to be pretty insignificant, possibly by Bernardino Luini, a follower of Da Vinci. But one of the owners suspected it might be the real thing. So the painting was partially restored, and in 2008, a group of experts at the National Gallery in London authenticated it as Da Vinci's lost masterpiece, Salvator Mundi, which is Latin for Saviour of the World. And since then, the painting has been further restored. And as I mentioned, it was sold for that enormous sum at auction in 2017.
So Claire, why do some people think it isn't the real deal?
Well, it was meant to be unveiled at the Louvre in Abu Dhabi in September last year, but that unveiling was indefinitely postponed. And some commentators believed that that was a sign that its authenticity was under doubt. And then more news emerged this week that the Louvre in Paris had cancelled plans to display the piece at its upcoming show to commemorate 500 years since Da Vinci's death. And again, there were fresh rumblings over authenticity. But the Louvre has responded saying that's fake news. It does intend to show the work. It's requested a loan from the owner, but it's yet to get a response. And I should mention, Ed, that while there are some experts who think this piece is not by Da Vinci, there are many convinced that it is the real deal. Some people are actually more concerned about what they consider to be over-restoration of the painting by the restorer Diane Dwyer Modestini. The painting was in pretty poor condition when it was bought in 2005, so there was lots of in-painting work that needed to be done in the gaps of this painting. And the former director of the New York Metropolitan Museum, Thomas Campbell, is one of many who've been critical over the extent of the restoration work on this one.
Yes, it's a fascinating story and really valuable, I think, to have a look at that painting and sort of before and after as well. And it sounds like the debate's going to continue. Now, Claire, there's been some controversy in the photography world. What's been happening?
So this is regarding the Australian photographer Lisa Sard, who was named the Australian Commercial Photographer of the Year last year in a competition run by the Australian Institute of Professional Photographers. Now, Ed, one of the photos she submitted as part of her winning portfolio has been disqualified after allegations were made of plagiarism. Now, the AIPP conducted a review. It says the entry breached the rules of the competition, which include the rule that all elements of an entry must be made by an entrant. Now, Lisa Sard has won AIPP awards in the past. She's also been a judge of other entrants, and the AIPP says its investigation is ongoing.
And in other news, there's been a different type of rock art discovered in WA.
Well, WA's Pilbara region is probably best known for its Aboriginal rock art, but now archaeologists have discovered engravings left by American whaling crews that visited the area in the 1840s. So these sailors etched names and dates onto rocks on Rosemary and West Lewis Islands in the Dampier Archipelago, which is northwest of Karratha. So you can see names like Jacob Anderson, Crocker, New London engraved on these rocks. It's thought the sailors came from two different American whaling boats, which made landfall several years apart. And it's thought that these etchings were made because the sailors were pretty bored. You can imagine it'd be pretty dull waiting and watching the ocean for whales. So here's Professor Joe McDonald, one of the people who found the engravings.
It does make you think. I mean, they spend enormous amounts of time on the sea. It must have been such a relief to get on land, I reckon. I can't imagine anything worse than being in a tiny boat with, you know, 30 or 40 smelly other people for a very long period of time. So I would have thought it was relief. I would have thought there's an element of perhaps boredom, or they're sitting up on a rock looking out for whales. If they haven't seen any, then they've got to entertain themselves somehow.
So that's Professor Joe McDonald. Joe and other members of her team actually found these engravings when they were recording Aboriginal rock art images in the area. Some of these American sailors had actually worked right on top of the older markings by local Aboriginal people. So it's so interesting, Ed, because you can actually see the progression through time of people coming and marking the area. Just before I go, I should mention the fashion world is paying tribute to the designer Karl Lagerfeld, who has died in Paris after a short illness. The Chanel designer was 85.
Yes, valet Karl Lagerfeld. Thank you so much, Claire. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.